The number of bariatric surgeries, also known as gastric bypass, performed each year is increasing. There are numerous approaches with the end goal being substantial weight loss for the patient. Some of the surgical approaches are more invasive than others, and each has its own set of risks and benefits. A new technique has been performed at Mount Sinai Medical Center that is minimally invasive, using the mouth as the route of access to perform the surgery, and is indicated for patients who have had previous gastric bypass surgery. And I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Michel Gagné, Chairman, Department of Surgery at Mount Sinai Medical Center. Dr. Gagné is an expert in gastroenterological surgery and hepatobiliary surgery, and world-renowned for his contributions in the field of minimally invasive surgery. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
I wanted to start off and ask, what were the various surgical approaches, or what are the various surgical approaches used in gastric bypass?
Yes, weight loss surgery is expanding rapidly, and in the last few years, many different types of procedures have been designed. Of course, most people know about the gastric bypass, which is a connection between the stomach and the small bowel, and you bypass most of the stomach and people lose weight. But there's also the adjustable gastric band.
Mm-hmm.
It's a silastic type of band that's put around the upper stomach, and it constrict or restrict the amount of food or the speed of eating. It's adjustable. More lately, a sleeve gastrectomy has been designed to decrease the amount of eating, also to change the hormones. Recently, there was a discovery that many hormones were produced by the left side of the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And when you resect this left side of the stomach, people are less hungry, they eat less. Also, the emptying of the stomach is accelerated, and therefore the food reached the lower part of the intestine much faster. And this way, hormones are again secreted by the lower part of the intestine and goes to the hypothalamus and stop. You have the sensation of mm-hmm. fullness and satiety, and you stop eating. And then the duodenal switch, which is practiced more in Quebec, is a combination of the sleeve gastrectomy and the gastric bypass. So it has a very, very strong mm-hmm. additional effects of those two surgeries together. So, you know, this summarized the four different approaches that are practiced most in North America.
Now, your procedure is designed and indicated for people who have already had the one of those gastric bypass surgeries.
Yeah, that's correct. In the gastric bypass and in other types of surgery, what happened is, of course, the genes are trying to counteract the modification that we have made, surgeons have made on the body. And this will take form in stretching the stomach so that the person can take more calories. There's a stretching of the small bowel or elongation of the diameter of the small bowel or a more effective absorption process. So surgeons have, again, tried to counteract those mechanisms, and ISOFIX StomaFix is designed to narrow mm-hmm. the connection between the stomach and the small bowel. And many surgeons have designed natural orifice surgery, a type of surgery where you can introduce a flexible scope, go down into the stomach, and then narrow the pouch or narrow the connection, therefore getting weight loss, again, you know, the primary effect of the surgery.
What are the advantages of this procedure with respect to how a person recovers, the clinical outcomes, how well tolerated it is?
Well, it's a flexible tube introduced, you know, orally, and we don't have to operate through the abdominal wall anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no pain on the abdominal wall, no need for analgesia, narcotics. But there's the need for a general anesthetic because it's a big tube and
right.
it has, you know, several tunnels that permits us to narrow the inside of the stomach. And this is done with combination of like staples or T-fasteners, and they narrow the inside of the stomach. So the advantages are that you can do this procedure outpatient, with a short general anesthesia, with no pain on the abdominal wall, and no risk of, you know, leakage, infection, or major hemorrhage, mm-hmm. that would be the risk from the conventional revision types of surgery.
What has been your observation for the patients that you have performed this procedure? How well do they do, and what have the outcomes been?
Yeah, this is because it's new, we don't have long-term data on these types of procedures. Most articles that have been published present a 1 year or 2 years data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 years data is about to appear, and we see something like 15 to 25% excess weight loss. So it depends what is the original weight when this was applied. You know, let's say it was 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
A 15% excess will give you 30 pounds weight loss to 45 pounds weight loss.
Right.
Now, that doesn't sound a lot, but it's often enough for patients who were as low and then regained 30, 45 pounds.
Right.
When you do the procedure, they're able to get some of their comorbidities reversed. That is, if there was the reappearance of diabetes or hypertension or high blood pressure, by doing the procedure and losing 30 to 45 pounds, it's enough often to have them off their medication. They're no longer diabetic or no longer hypertensive. So, you know, they are these are great benefits from the procedure.
With regards to the knowledge that is being gained by doing this procedure, what questions now do you have in your mind with regards to the procedure in terms of patient selection, in terms of expanding the area and treatment?
That's the most exciting part, because we're just at the beginning of all these tools. We see now a multiplication of or variant of this procedure. There are surgeons now in Venezuela who are able to, with kind of a stitching machine introduced through the mouth, they're able to perform a gastroplasty, a kind of a narrowing or partitioning of the inside of the stomach, and they will do that as a primary procedure. There are surgeons in the United States who are using special staplers introduced through the mouth, which also creates partitioning. There are surgeons in Germany who've been able to resect tumors inside the stomach transorally, using, you know, devices that are similar. So I think in the future we will be able to go through the stomach and perform major connection with the intestine, if you want, a real gastric mm-hmm. bypass. We will be able to perform other types of surgeries that, not necessarily weight loss, but I think that the knowledge gain is where the excitement resides, and I think that we're just at the beginning. We will be able to do these procedures outpatient, provide major weight loss and resolution of comorbidities, remove tumors, remove inner lining that have changed that are could potentially transform into cancer. And I think that with the knowledge gain, we will be able to also do repetitive procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no trauma to the abdominal wall, there's no scar tissue that develops, you know, on the skin or in the muscle or in the inside of the abdomen between organs. We'll be able to go inside the stomach and do repetitive procedures short procedures. Maybe in the future we'll be able to do this under sedation. This will be great.
Dr. Michel Gagné is chairman in the Department of Surgery at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami-Dade County. And Dr. Gagné, I would really like to have you back on the show in about a year, because what you're describing is tools that are being made available to surgeons, and really it's only the imagination of the surgeons that is the rate-limiting step to adapting various approaches to treating conditions that under traditional surgical approaches were quite invasive, and now a whole new avenue is being opened up with surgeons sort of leading the way to determine better ways to perform these procedures in ways that are less invasive and where patients recover much more quickly.
Yes, it will be a delight. I'll be happy to come back. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.